Master Tavern Keeper's History of the Old World. And so it was that my uncle, Dieter von Tordekelm, and the other five members of the inner circle of the Knights Panther arrived at the haunted village of Essen in Ostermark, and immediately found clear evidence that it had been besieged. It was just past sundown when they emerged from the old track that weaved through the woods and laid eyes upon Essen. The town was small. In the fading light, the most prominent feature was the Margrave's great house that stood at the town's heart. But also visible were the roofs of the tall storehouses and town hall. In their shadow loomed the main gate and the town's crenellated outer wall. My uncle pointed at this, and his fellows nodded approvingly. Around the entire perimeter of the haunted village stood the old defense wall that my uncle had helped to build and fortify during his last visit. However, to his surprise, despite the reinforcing improvements he had made, he found a great hole in it. A gash that looked like it had been torn open by a giant. Or perhaps something worse. Still, we may be dealing with more than greenskins here, brothers. Be wary. It looked as if it had been recently repaired with a makeshift, if sturdy, barricade. But my uncle feared that he was already too late. He entertained two options in his mind. The town had fallen, and its populace had already been slaughtered. Or they had fended off an attack and were now besieged. He hoped it was the latter, but there were no orcs anywhere to be seen. Rather, simply an eerie quiet. My uncle lit up a torch and, with a certain amount of trepidation, approached and hailed the main gate.
All hail, men and women folk of Essen! How fare ye?
And in answer, a small helmed head peeked over the uppermost wall of the main gate.
Hey, up! Lord von Tordekelm has come! We are saved! Summon the Margrave! What cheer, my lord? Command us be quick, boy. Get the gate open before the greenies return.
And at the man's words, hope returned to my uncle's heart.
Shh! Shut it! Get the gate open. It's Lord Tordekelm. Come on!
And so, soon enough, my uncle and his fellow knights found themselves warmly greeted and then feasted by the Margrave of Essen, Gustav von Schulz.
My old friend, I cannot believe you are here. I was at a loss. I had none to turn to but you. When my messenger, Jona, returned to us saying that he had delivered my message and that you had agreed to come, hope sprang renewed in my breast. But as the weeks became months, I feared something had befallen you en route, and both you and thus the town were lost.
Ha! Gustav, you know me. It'll take more than giants, basemen, bandits entirely, and villains to keep me from standing at my friend's side, especially in his time of need.
Forgive me, but mere words cannot express my gratitude.
Well met, but tarry not. Tell us of our foe first, and then, that done, please unpick this knot. You've been besieged, the wall breached. I saw the hole in it, and the barricade you erected. Riddle us this. Why do you still live? Black orcs are not an enemy who many can force to flee, nor are known for leaving survivors.
Nothing gets past you, my old friend. Much has happened, dear Dieter. But truly, it will be good to speak of this now. Now that with your coming, I once more can bask in the glow of hope. Jedenfalls, let me begin. It was during the depths of the season of ice. Down from Peak Pass they came. How they got past the dwarves of Karak Kadrin, I know not, but they did. Black orcs. A whole mob of them, just shy of 20 in number.
40 orcs? We but number 6. Do not interrupt, Hans. Our ears and our minds are our weapons at this moment. Wield them wisely. This knowledge will be our shield and our blade in the fight to come.
Ah, you're right. My apologies, Data. My apologies, esteemed Margrave.
Apology accepted, noble knight. Jedenfalls, these black orcs, the ones that still plague us, are led by an enormous orc, a blood-stained beast, covered from head to toe in thick plate. He wears a face plate, more akin to a muzzle to my eyes, from which protrudes 2 gigantic tusks. It is these that give him his moniker, for he is known as Tuskagora. He is the fulcrum about which the mob turns, and the originator of their schemes and plans. He is our true enemy. We first heard tell of these greenskins from a survivor of one of the many missing merchant caravans that had been attacked by the mob upon leaving Peak Pass. The survivor was a child, a boy called Lucas, one that had fell from a wagon. He was found by the Dopfer twins as they hunted in the eastern part of the forest. It took him quite a while before he'd speak of what had happened to him.
We'd been riding in the mountains. It was cold and snowy. We met dwarves up there in their big mountain house, but we were at last nearing home. We'd left the mountains behind a week earlier, and we were heading towards the forest when I heard the monsters. I heard the screams and the footfalls, and then I saw them. They were running towards us. They were everywhere. They were big. Each was covered in metal and spikes. Papa whipped the horses. We started to move very quickly. Then there were more up ahead. Papa pulled on the reins to get away. He went down a track I did not know. The wagon suddenly jumped and I fell off. They left me. I got up and ran after them, but I was too slow. I kept running along the track. I came to a rocky place. I saw our wagon. It had stopped. There were monsters everywhere. They were tearing Mama and Papa and the others apart. Everything was red. I got scared. I ran away. I was in the forest. I was lost.
He had watched his family torn apart, and when he was found, he was mute for the better part of a month. Eventually, though, he told us all he could. It seems that once beyond the purview of the garrisons of Karak Kadrin, caravans were set upon by small gangs of large armored orcs on the road down from the pass. This would inevitably cause the merchants to attempt to flee the lumbering beasts. But as they did, they were met by yet more small groups of black orcs to their fore. Together, the orcs would effectively corral the caravans into a dried-up old lil. A ravine, I mean. Lil is an old Ostermark word. Jedenfalls, a ravine that had one end barricaded up, turning it into a dead end. A dead end where the merchants would meet their own deadly end. After hearing Lucas's tragic tale, I went to see the Lil. It took some time to locate it, but eventually I did find it. It was the site of many a bloodbath. The debris and the dead were piled up high against its sides, and I could not say how many had fallen to the greenskin blades. But it was no small number. My curiosity was satisfied, although it came at a steep price, for I was seen.
Ah, now let me guess, by the orcs.
Yes, it is the only explanation. The Lil is not close to Essen, but within a week of me visiting the Lil and returning home, the entire mob of black orcs were baying at the town gate.